Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. And in that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. Listen, when it looks like things are really over, never forget, God has made promises to Israel, and God must keep his promises.
Hello, and welcome to Living God's Way, coming to you from the Germantown Christian Assembly in the Mount Airy section of Philadelphia. In an age when many are abandoning Christian values, Pastor Brian Grant's expository preaching from the timeless Word of God will remind us that the best way to live is to live God's way.
In the first part of his message, Pastor Brian Grant explained from the scriptures the difference between the coming of Christ to the clouds to call away his church and his coming to set up his millennial kingdom on earth. Please turn in your Bibles to the book of Zechariah and chapter 14, as this week, Pastor Grant brings the dramatic conclusion to this message on the rapture and the second coming by looking into the questions of what happens when Christ arrives on planet earth and what happens if you miss the rapture. Pastor Grant.
If Jesus comes right now, young man, if Jesus comes right now and you don't know him, you won't hear a thing. Every believer is going to hear something, but you won't hear a thing. But at the second coming, Revelation chapter 1, verse 17 tells us, every eye shall see him. When Jesus comes, every eye shall see him. You know, at one time, this was hard for me to imagine. I believe the Bible, but I remember as a little boy, there are so many passages I struggled with. And I tell you, as I'm getting older and we've lived long enough, we're starting to see how God makes some of these mysteries. Because remember now, for some of you young people, you can't imagine a time when there was no computer. You can't even imagine a time when there was no TV. Right? I was born with no TV. Believe it or not, no TV. And when TV finally arrived in Jamaica, we couldn't even get one, you know. So we had to go over once a week, or we would go over to the neighbor's house for, I think we got 2 hours rich and two hours on a Friday night to see Bonanza. What a show. All right, but that's not what I'm supposed to be talking about. But when I would hear about every eye seeing him, I used to wonder, how in the world can every eye see him at the same time? We never heard about no satellite. But today, I don't know if this is what, I'm sure by then the technology is different. But listen, already you can start seeing it. Man, I got a smartphone here. And if Jesus arrived, let's say, I can just take your picture, press a button, put it on Facebook. Are you starting to see how God, the wisdom of God is so amazing? That stuff that when this was written didn't make any sense in our generation, we can start to make sense. Last week I told you about the fact that when I was a little boy, I couldn't understand how the Bible says that nobody will be able to buy or sell without these codes. And that didn't make any sense. And now in our generation, we can see this can happen right now. There is enough technology right now as we're moving towards this cashless society. God has prophesied all of this. And he says, when you see these things begin to come to pass, look up, for your redemption draweth nigh. And so, Brother Charles, he has an expression. I'd say he said it. But Brother Charles said, these are the days, Christians, we shouldn't be just looking for the signs anymore. We've done seeing the signs. He said we should be listening for the sounds. Because we believe, and I believe, as we see all the distress and the calamity around us, the coming of Jesus is very near. And so I challenge you, my friend, if the coming of Jesus is very near, Christian, what are you doing about it? What are you doing to spread this good news? You know, in one of our classes, we were with the illustration was made about if you went to a great restaurant. You know what most kids are, young people are doing today? If they go to a restaurant that's really great, what do you think they do? They go on TripAdvisor, or you go on some site and you give a, you go on Facebook, you go on Twitter. While you're eating, you're Twittering. Oh, this is wonderful. You're tweeting. What are you doing about Jesus? What am I doing to tell the world that's dying around me to prepare? But third distinction. But at the rapture, third point, at the rapture, third distinction, Jesus comes for his church. At the second coming, Jesus comes with his church. Revelation 19 and Zechariah 14 tell us about the Lord's arrival with his saints. When he comes at his second coming, he will come with his saints. Get this. He has to come for his saints before he can come what? With his saints. Do you get it? He has got to come and snatch us away in order for him to come with us at the second coming. Once we meet him in the air, we will always be with him. Amen. Wherever he goes, I'm there. Wherever he goes, I'm there. Hallelujah. So let's talk a little bit about his arrival. Now, just before the Lord arrives, the great tribulation will have reached its climax. We're going to look at some scriptures together in the book of Zechariah. The first thing I want you to notice, as the Lord arrives, Israel will be in trouble. Israel will be in trouble. The Gentile nations would have surrounded it, and Jerusalem will be captured. Here's how Zechariah 14, verse number 2. And last week I said, it's amazing how consistent the scripture is. Zechariah 14, 2. For I will gather all the nations to battle against Jerusalem. The city shall be taken, the houses rifled, the women raped. Half of the city shall go into captivity, but the remnant of the people shall not be cut off from the city. As Jesus is about to come, Israel is in deep, deep, deep trouble. Well, you know, and I know, that in our generation, there are those who have gone to the United Nations, no less, and give tremendous speeches that they will not stop until Israel has been wiped from the face of the earth. You know that. And you know that what is one of the things that's driving ISIS and some of these other groups is the total destruction and annihilation of Israel. I hope you realize that. That's what is behind this. Yes, they're after our Western way of life. And to the degree that America seems determined to protect Israel, makes America a ready target for attack. But the real enemy is Israel. Israel must go. And here in the tribulation period, the Bible tells us, that the nations of the world will have come and they have circled them in the battle of Armageddon. And here we go. Things are really looking ugly. But just when it appears Israel will be destroyed, God will intervene. Look at verse 3 and 4 of Zechariah 14. Then the Lord will go forth and fight against those nations as he fights in the day of battle. And in that day, his feet will stand on the Mount of Olives, which faces Jerusalem on the east. Listen, when it looks like things are really over, never forget, God has made promises to Israel, and God must keep his promises. Oh, I tell you, that makes me feel good when I read and see what God is going to do to protect Israel. I know that I am one of the king's kids, and if he's going to do all this for Israel, I know that I am safe in the arms of Jesus. Somebody say amen. We're safe in the arms of Jesus. His promises are yea and amen. He will never, ever leave us or forsake us. Hallelujah. My friend, I don't know what drama you're experiencing. I don't know what drama you're experiencing, but I know that my Savior, when he says, come, cast your care upon me, for I care for you. My yoke is easy and my burden light. I just want you to know that whatever the drama, whatever the difficulty, whatever you're experiencing in your life, you can come to this faithful God. This God who always keeps his promises. He's a promise-keeping God. I know, some of you have issues. Husbands and wives struggling. But I am telling you that this God, he's able. Listen, the Bible says he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all I can ask or think. This is my Jesus. And I'm thanking God we can turn to him no matter what the challenge might be. Don't worry, we mightn't finish today, but that's all right. We're not worried. We're going to get as far as we can, and we'll pick up again another time. But we're talking about the Lord's arrival. And the third thing, Jesus arrives in power and great glory. And Matthew chapter 24, verse 30, we read that already. That at the very moment when it seems that Israel will be destroyed, and I tell you what, he ain't coming as a baby in a manger. The first time he came as a baby in a manger. This time he ain't coming as a baby in a manger. My Bible says he's coming with power and great glory. What awesome timing. The sacrificial lamb will now arrive as the conquering lion. The one who was spit upon and crucified will come as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He will arrive in regal power and splendor. Last night as I was thinking, I remembered when we were children and the British royalty would arrive. You see, when I was born, I was born a citizen of Great Britain, which almost lost one of its other countries this week or last week. It's not as great as it used to be. But we carried a British passport when I was born. And because Jamaica was not an independent country. And so when Her Royal Highness, the Queen, or Her Royal Highness, Princess Margaret would arrive, the country went through tremendous preparations. All the roads were cleaned. All the things were painted. All of us got special uniforms. And I remember, particularly when we were younger, we would have to line the streets. Would stand upright. Police outriders would appear. And then the security team. And then the limousine bearing Her Royal Highness would appear. And you can imagine this pomp and this ceremony and this splendor as Her Royal Highness appears. And we're just something goes through us. We have seen royalty. Oh, you don't know what it feels like. It was something to see royalty. Can you imagine what it's going to be when His Royal Highness, the King of Kings, Lord of Lords, Potentate of Potentates, when He arrives in royal splendor, not as a babe in a manger, but as the Bible says, in power and great glory. Can I tell you what tickles me about that? I'm going to be right there. I wonder if you realize that. You see, remember I just told you, wherever he goes, what? By then the marriage supper of the Lamb has taken place. Am I right about that? By then we're part of the bride of Christ. And we will be a part of this royal occasion as we accompany the bride. You see, sometimes we got the idea that when we get saved, all we're waiting for is heaven. Man, that's the big thing at the end. But there's a whole big program before heaven, in case you didn't know that. There's a big program. And next week we're going to continue as we talk about the millennium. Did you realize you're going to be ruling? Oh, you didn't know that? You didn't know you were going to be ruling on earth? You didn't know? Well, you better make sure you're here next week. This is, the Bible is describing for us. This is why I sometimes wonder. Some people say they don't want to study Bible prophecy. We only want to talk about things that are practical. I tell you, when I'm going on a trip, I actually like to know the itinerary, what our plans are. That gives me such incredible anticipation. I can taste it. And God wants to give us a sample. He wants to give us a brief preview of what is prepared for those of us who love him. And it ought to, when we find out, it ought to make us fall more in love with Jesus. And we should worship him and thank him for all he has brought. For all the Lord has done for me. I never will cease to praise him. Amen.
Stay tuned for the conclusion of today's message. You can listen to or download this broadcast or view a DVD of the complete message by visiting our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org. We invite you to join us each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. as we go through a sermon series based on the book of Acts. This series is entitled Pentecostal Power: Lessons from the Early Church. The messages coincide with the television series AD on NBC. These studies will explore the epic journey of the first followers of Christ, who through the power given at Pentecost changed the world. Come and discover how these lessons learned from the early church can change our lives today. For further information, please call our church office at 215-242-5550. That's 215-242-5550.
As a teenager, I'm excited to invite you to our new season of Tuesday Night Connections. The program includes the whole family with clubs for youth and kids, as well as 4 Bible studies for adults to choose from. Free dinner and childcare are also provided. You don't want to miss this. For details, call our office at 215-242-5550. Again, 215-242-5550. Now, let's rejoin Pastor Grant as he concludes today's message.
Jesus dramatically ends Armageddon. Zechariah chapter 14, are you still there? Zechariah chapter 14, verse 12 to 15. And my Bible tells me, "And this shall be the plague which the Lord will strike against all the people who fought against Jerusalem." This is an amazing end. "Their flesh shall dissolve while they stand on their feet. Their eyes shall dissolve in their sockets. Their tongues shall dissolve in their mouths. It shall come to pass in that day that a great panic from the Lord will be among them. Everyone will seize the hand of his neighbor and raise his hand against his neighbor's hand." And we could go on and we could keep reading. And the Bible says, "Judah will fight again at Jerusalem, and the wealth of all the surrounding nations shall be gathered together, gold and silver." And I'm going to stop there for the sake of time. You read that. And if you want to read some really gory verses, read Revelation chapter 19, verse 17 and 18. I'm going to finish the message because it's not going to be long. I'm almost done. Revelation chapter 19, verse 17 and 18. You read that, some gory verses. Jesus comes as King of Kings to reign. He's going to reign for 1,000 years. That's called the millennium. Next week we're going to talk about this millennium. Hey, that's when the lion is going to lie down with the lamb. That's when peace will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. You heard about those scriptures. And you wonder, where does that fit in? It's actually going to happen on earth. Peace will cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. But the millennium is still not heaven. 1,000 years. People on earth have been looking forward to this utopia. The Bible tells us you're going to have this period of unparalleled peace on earth. 1,000 years. I'm glad Jesus is my Savior. I'm glad He's won my heart. Has He won yours? So what happens if you miss the rapture? You know, some people, they figure if they miss the rapture, well, here's what they say. Well, you told us last week that people will be saved during the tribulation. So if I miss the rapture, I'll make sure I get saved during the tribulation. Because listen, Brother Brian, you just told me if I see only clothes, that means the rapture came. And if I'm in church and it happened, guess what I'm going to do? I'm going to get down on my knees and say, Jesus, I receive you now. And so you'll be saved during the tribulation. Not. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 8. Do you know that there's no, listen good, no one who hears the gospel message today can be saved during the tribulation. Did you hear what I'm saying? Anybody who has the opportunity now cannot. You say, how do you mean they can't be saved? Can I get saved anytime I want to? No, you can't get saved when you want to. You can only get saved when the Spirit of God is working in your heart. And that's why I'm encouraging some of you right now, as the Spirit of God is talking to you. Say yes to Jesus. Here's 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 18. And then the lawless one will be revealed, whom the Lord Jesus will overthrow with breath of his mouth and destroy by the splendor of his coming. The coming of the lawless one will be in accordance with how Satan works. He will use all sorts of displays of power through signs and wonders that serve the lie. Hear this. And all the ways that wickedness deceives those who are perishing. Listen. Listen to this part. They perish because they refuse to love the truth and so be saved. For this reason, God sends them a powerful delusion so that they will believe the lie. The devil will come up with a lie, and God is going to make you believe the lie. Any of you here this morning who find yourself left behind, God is going to get involved to make you believe the devil's lie. Listen why. So that you will be condemned. Listen. How could God do this? My Bible says, how can you escape if you neglect this salvation? Jesus went to the cross and he died for your sin. And he's offering you, young man, older person, no matter who you are, he's saying, come to me. And now he says, listen, if you don't receive the truth, he is going to send you, make you believe the lie so that you will be condemned. Because you did not believe his truth, but have delighted in wickedness. I close with a story. It's an illustration. A judge was running late. The court was full. And the judge said, you know what, the court is so full. Let's save some time today. Rather than doing the regular thing, he says, listen, I'm going to form two lines up front. I'm going to have a guilty line and an innocent line. He said, all those of you who say you're innocent, join the innocent line. And all those of you who believe you're guilty, join the guilty line. So guess what happened? You know what happened. Which line would you join? Only two little deadbeats joined the guilty line. The innocent line was all the way back. The judge said, okay, here's what we're going to do. The two of you in the guilty line, you may go. He said, I'm going to sit here all day and judge every case for those of you who are pleading innocent. Do you know what the problem is? There's some of you sitting here who haven't come to God and say, God, I'm guilty. As long as you think you are good enough, that you're better than somebody else, and you can make it on your own, you're in trouble. But it is our prayer this morning that you will come to God. God, I'm guilty. God, I'm a sinner. God, I have sinned. I plead guilty. I ask you for your mercy. Save me. You may have done it as a child. Do it again. Make sure. Seal it. Come to Jesus today.
Thanks for tuning in today. We trust this was a real encouragement to you. If
If you made a decision for Christ today, or if we can be of any spiritual encouragement, please contact us. Counselors are available to respond to your questions and to send you resources that will help in your walk with Christ. You can reach us weekdays at 215-242-5550. That's 215-242-5550, or by visiting our website, livinggodsway.org. That's livinggodsway.org.
Living God's Way is the broadcast ministry of the Germantown Christian Assembly, located at 610 East Mount Pleasant Avenue in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. We invite you to join us for worship each Sunday at 10:45 a.m. and for Tuesday night community connections every Tuesday at 6 p.m. And now, on behalf of Pastor Brian Grant, Steve Washington, and our entire church family, this is Taylor Noble reminding you to tune in same time next week for another edition of Living God's Way.